Friday. Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's had a wonderful day. What a great day that God's given us. Praise the Lord with anticipation of what He's got in store for us this evening. If you would, if you can, let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. I want to lift up all those and just remember those that are sick and that are shut in, not able to be with us this evening for whatever reason, those that are traveling, out on the roads. Just want the Lord just to continue to keep them safe, our families, and all the situations going forward. If you have a prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. He knows and sees each and every one. What about that praise report? What about just praising the Lord? Let's just lift up that other hand and just lift it up and just honor God. Lord, we just praise You this evening. Lord, we thank You for Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace. Dear Lord, we just praise Your holy name. Lord, thank You for allowing us to gather in Your house and in Your name. Lord, as we come together, dear Lord, we just want to worship You. Lord, we want to lift You up. We want to honor You with everything said and done, every song sung, every instrument played. But, dear Lord, we just want to thank You for Your love for us. Dear Lord, for this opportunity we have to come together, but most of all, dear Lord, for our salvation. Dear Lord, for that precious blood that You've shed for us. Dear Lord, as we come together again now, dear Lord, You've seen the hands that were raised this evening. Lord, You know the depths of our hearts. You've seen the text blast, all the prayer requests that's gone forward, dear Lord. And right now, dear Lord, we're lifting each and every one up to You. Lord, we're asking You to be with each and every situation. Lord, we ask You to heal, to mend, to protect, to provide. Lord, oh, so many more things that I could even say right now, dear Lord. But we just place in each and every situation into Your mighty hands. Lord, we love You. We praise You. I thank You for this congregation that we have here, dear Lord, for the love that You've given each and every one of us. And, dear Lord, may we just continue to worship and praise You. Lord, now we ask You to bless our pastor, strengthen him and his family. Lord, in the ministries that go forth from this congregation, dear Lord, we ask You just completely, Lord, just bless them as You always have. Dear Lord, multiply, dear Lord, for Your purpose and Your need. Lord, it's done to give You all the honor and glory. Lord, again, we just praise You. We thank You. And, dear Lord, for those that are watching online, dear Lord, let them feel Your holy presence wherever they're at right now, dear Lord, whether they're watching us live or at a different time. Lord, we love You and we praise You. In the most precious name above, the name of Jesus. And we all say, amen, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. I think Miss Jennifer had already warmed up the song that we had picked out for tonight. Are You Washed in the Blood? When she started playing it, I'd already given them the name back there. I couldn't give it to her quick enough. So I know they're ready. Are we ready? Let's just worship the Lord. Let's just sing page 177. Are You Washed in the Blood? Amen.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing fire? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are Your garments spotless? Are they white and snow? Are You washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are You walking daily by the Savior's side? Are You washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are they white and snow? Are You washed?
Praise the Lord. As we were singing that and as the song came this afternoon, I was thinking about what the pastor preached this morning. And, you know, that without the blood, no, that's what it's all about, what our Lord and Savior did for us. Praise God, praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. Got an announcement here just to remind everybody this Saturday the 18th at 11 a.m. for the Amazing Grace is going to be meeting at the Southern Lanes in Douglasville. There's a sign-up sheet back in the foyer. If there's any other information, they'll let me know. You got something else?
If anyone has breakfast this morning,
really exciting times. Let's keep in prayer all the ministries that we have coming from out of church. Brother Tony, would you ask the Lord to bless our evening offering? Tabitha after that. So praise the Lord. Didn't give them an order when I asked. They just know I'm going to call on one of them. So praise God. Got another announcement too that I didn't bring forward earlier. Don't forget this next Sunday morning in the AM service that Sister Benita Eileen and her fiance will be ministering to us in song and music. We just want to continue. Invite somebody. Let's just have everybody just show up next Sunday morning.
You ready to go home to your heavenly home? We all gonna make it one day. We all gonna make it. Y'all worship the Lord, because I want to see each and every one of you and walk down the streets of gold with you. If I survive. Yeah. So many places of beauty we long to see here below, but time and treasures have kept us from making plans, you know. But come that morning, then we'll stand anew while I walk over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day when all these troubles and heartaches have vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day when all these troubles and heartaches have vanished away, and we'll enjoy all the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. Understands.
out on the waters, storms raging high. The waters around them were troubled that night. Fear filled their hearts, they felt they would die. They failed to remember the Master was nigh. He spoke the words and the winds all stood still. Even the waters obey His will. He calmed their storm just like You will mine. If I just remember, He lives deep inside. So why should I worry? Why should I fear? When the very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart, yet He hears when I cry. I'll call on His name till the storm passes by. We read in the Bible, when He walked with them, brought light to the darkness, when the way grew dim. How great it would be to have His footsteps in mine and walk with the Master all of the time. And when trials come and death seems so nigh, I'll call on the Master. I know He'll get there on time. And when sickness comes and my body's in pain, all I have to do is call on His name. So why should I worry? Why should I fear? When the very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart, yet He hears when I cry. I'll call on His name till the storm passes by. So why should I worry? Why should I fear? When the very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart, yet He hears when I cry. I'll call on His name till the storm passes by. So why should I worry? Why should I fear? When the very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart, yet He hears when I cry. I'll call on His name till the storm passes by. Just call on His name till every storm passes by.
Let's sing, God is my refuge, E flat. I'd like for you to say a special prayer for Keith. He's having a lot of trouble with his TMJ. He's been in a lot of pain for many days. And he just needs a touch from God, y'all. When clouds of doubt hover o'er me, storm clouds toss me to and fro, there is a place I can go, 'cause He's a ship for every tempest, and He's an anchor that is sure. And in times like these, it's good to know.
Once I wandered from the shelter, up ahead I could not see those dark clouds so heavy with rain. And then the winds blew so hard against me, he called out, never wander again. God is my refuge. He's a strong and mighty tower that I can run. Strong and mighty tower that I can run into. God is my refuge. Without Him, what would I do? Him, what would I do?
Hallelujah. And what a refuge He is. Amen. God is that refuge. And I don't know why people try to seek refuge in any other situation. And God, because God is the one that can give us comfort. He's the one that can give us strength. And He is the lifter up of our head. Amen. Brother Jason, it's good to see you. I wonder if you might have some information or date on the next. Working on it right now. Well, come on up here and just give us a word of testimony then. I had some people asking me Friday night about it. And so we got some people interested in coming. But I said, it's on the horizon. Come on up, brother.
Love you.
Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I need every prayer I can get, right? Amen. Well, this coming up March, well, I am working on the date and everything, but I'm still thinking about maybe the Pregnancy Resource Center, the same thing we did last year, raising money for that, and going forward for that and having somebody come. I'll tell you what, these have been a blessing to me. I pray that they've been a blessing to everybody else to be in that fellowship. You know, when we get to heaven, it's not going to be my church, your church, and their church. It's going to be the church, all right? Going to be the bride of Christ, and I'm excited about that, and I'm excited to see what God's going to do in the next coming up few months. But I just want you to pray that God would just have a powerful move in all of our churches. Amen. I've just been in prayer in the last few weeks about salvation. I think as we're getting closer to the coming of the Lord, we need to tell more and more people about Jesus Christ. Amen. And who He is and what He has done for us. And to see souls saved. You know, I love coming to church and I love shouting. I love jumping pews. But the greatest thing we'll ever do is somebody come to the Lord and give their heart to the Lord. Amen. God bless you guys.
That is so true. And I think every pastor feels that same urging that time's running out and it's time to get souls saved. Amen. Before it's everlasting too late. A lot of things are transpiring right now. Things that are happening. I think they've shot down four of these. Government won't really tell us what it is. They just say UFOs. Anybody? I've been hearing about UFOs ever since I was a little kid. But somebody's trying to find some information over the land or something. This lets me know that the world is in turmoil. And as we said this morning, God's the only one that can straighten it out. Amen. This song's been on my heart for a while, but I didn't know if I could sing it or not after so close a time for Mother going home. But I'm going to try it tonight because I've been thinking about her quite a bit today. Oh, life's been so good, I can't complain. When I'm down, God gives me strength to rise again. But I'm weary from the struggle of it all. So I listen for His call. Heaven sounded sweeter all the time. Seems like lately it's always on my mind. Someday I'll leave this world behind. Heaven sounds sweeter all the time. I know it's hard to the grave, but we have the blessed hope that Jesus gave. God's gonna wipe every tear from our eyes when we meet in that land beyond the sky. Y'all gonna have to help me sing the chorus because I can't hit it. Heaven sounded sweeter all the time. Seems like lately it's always on my mind. Someday one of these days I'm gonna leave this world behind. Heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. I mean, he's got somebody already over there. Oh, what a time it's gonna be. I got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. And how many knows that's the case as well? Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord again. I look around and either I knew it wasn't going to be a real popular message this morning, and either it was more unpopular than I thought, or maybe some folks are staying to watch the Super Bowl. I'm going to think maybe it's the latter. I don't know, because I just had to bring what the Lord had laid on my heart this morning. Amen, and I just love you and appreciate you coming out and being with us tonight. I'm not going to say that. Usually when I promise not to be lengthy, I end up breaking a promise. But I'm trying not to be lengthy tonight. If you have your Bibles tonight, I think this is a common subject matter, as Brother Jason shared with you, and it's on the hearts and minds of almost every pastor that I talk to, every minister, every evangelist, and it is about salvation. That's what we need to be preaching. That's what we need to be looking for. We need to be looking and seeking souls that are lost. Amen. And tonight's message, this message has been on my heart for maybe a week or two, and just have not really had the unction until tonight to bring it. But it's found in the book of St. Luke in the 15th chapter, a very familiar story. It's basically entitled The Lost Sheep. And Mona began with verse number 1 this morning, or this evening rather, and read down through verse number 7. Again, reading from the book of St. Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. When you get there, say, praise the Lord. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners, everybody say sinners, for to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you, let likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. Moreover, or more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, Lord, how we love you and how we thank you, God, for your blessings, for your spirit. Lord, for the anointing that we feel in this church tonight. God, I pray, Lord, that you would just speak to our hearts. God, speak to our souls tonight. That, God, that you would have us to hear. Lord, I pray for those who are sick. I pray for those who are afflicted. God, I especially pray for those who are lost. There's so many today, seemingly, God, that's unconcerned. And Father, if the things of this world can't shake them up, I pray that your Holy Ghost power will. Pray, God, that you'll bring sinners to an altar of repentance. I pray, God, that you would bring backsliders back into the fold. God, I pray that you just bless and anoint this vessel to speak that you would have us to understand and hear tonight. We'll be careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. If you love the Lord, let him know it. Give him a hand clap of praise. I hope you enjoy praising the Lord, because the way I understand it, that's what we're going to do for an eternity when we all get to heaven. Tonight, as I said, I just want to bring a little message entitled The Lost Sheep. I want to look at this maybe in a little different light than maybe I was used to growing up in church and hearing this message a lot. My granddaddy preached it a lot. I've heard it from other ministers. And there used to be a song that I believe my mother and my aunt, maybe one other person, sang at the Rockmart Church. Basically, I was the sheep that was lost. He searched and he searched till he found it. And I don't know if there's in that song, but it's seemingly in that song there was the safe, those, their 99 were safe within, and something about a fold, and I imagine them in a little bitty corral that was there. And in reading the Word of God, I'm not exactly sure that was the situation, and we're going to get into that in just a little bit. But we find that Jesus was doing the normal Jesus thing. He knows that Jesus had to be about God's mission, and we don't find him lollygagging around. We don't find him trying to pass the time away. But when you see the words in red, Jesus was teaching and preaching more times than not to a multitude. And this was the case on this time. And he was talking to each and every one of them, and they were listening. And in this congregation, the Bible said that there were Pharisees and scribes, which in fact followed Jesus around. Not because they wanted to learn of Jesus, but they wanted to trip him up. They wanted to accuse him of being a false doctrine or a false preacher, or find something to find fault with him. So as they was listening to his words, and the words were making sense to him because Jesus was talking about love and about the kingdom of God and about reaching out and all those wonderful things that Jesus ministered, and we find that the publicans, which were the lower class, and the sinners began to congregate around the Word of God. Now, when Jesus taught, I believe there, Brother Jason, there was something about his voice, something about his mannerisms, and certainly something about his spirit that just naturally drew people to him, as his ministry was in the 3.5 years that he preached. So we find this group of publicans and sinners, they're very interested in what Jesus is saying and what he's preaching and teaching. So as they come and draw near, the Pharisees kind of take their eyes off of Jesus, like some folks do in church today, when the preachers preach. And sometimes they focus on other things rather than the Word of God that's being preached, but we're going to leave that alone. But anyway, they begin to not listen as much to Jesus or not focus as much on Jesus, and they begin to sort of point out and murmur and sort of complain about the sinners that was there, and how dare this man eat with and associate with sinners. And, you know, listen, if the Pharisees had only known that Jesus was able to perceive their very thoughts, not a mind reader, but he was able to perceive their very thoughts. And just by the way, let me remind you today that God still knows our thoughts. Amen. You're not going to think anything in secret that God doesn't know about. And I have to say, oh me, help me, Lord, let my thoughts to be more like your thoughts. So Jesus perceived that they were murmuring and complaining about the sinners. So Jesus just happened to have a story, just happened to have a parable. And it's wonderful that on many occasions, whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance, Jesus just had a parable. He had a parable that he would begin. Why did he use parables? Because the publicans and the sinners and that group of people, they could understand that. Because he began to use things that they could identify with. He began to talk about sheep and shepherds. And in that land, that a lot of people, if there wasn't a shepherd or didn't have sheep, they knew someone that did. So he began to talk about the sheep. And he began to tell them that he spoke a parable about the lost sheep. And here the lost sheep basically signifies the sinner. And I want you to keep that in mind tonight. But also, the 90 and 9 signifies or represents basically those that are righteous, those that are born again. In fact, the family of God, the body of Christ, the saints, the 90 and 9. Now, he said, what one of you, having 100 sheep, if one was lost, would not in fact leave the 99 and go and seek and find that lost sheep? So he got their attention right away because they knew the value of sheep. And he talked about, he said, they go, and this is the one of the thing that I really liked. He said, they go after that which was lost. I begin to read that again, not only did he go to seek and find it? Because sometimes when we're seeking and trying to find something, we give up if we haven't found it. I know my wife don't want you to tell this, but we got a situation where she loses a lot of things. I'm glad I'm not one of them, but she loses a lot of things. And, you know, we search and we search and we search. And she said, I don't know where it is. And I said, it's where you put it. It's right where you put it. I hope she don't come flying out of that nursery in just a minute. But this morning we walked out. We was fixing to leave. She's on my phone. She's digging in her pocketbook, digging and looking everywhere. I've lost my phone. I said, where did you put it? I said, when's the last time you had it? She said, I was looking in the nursery. I said, it's probably in the nursery. So we came back, and Brother Tony, I think, went in there and picked it up. So we found that phone. You know, I was not just going to try to find it. I was going to get it. You understand how the difference? I wasn't just looking for it. I was going to seek until I found that phone. Because had we not, we wouldn't have been left. We wouldn't have been able to leave the church parking lot. But here Jesus says, and he uses these words. And how many knows words are important? The words in the Bible are very, very important. And he says, first of all, he leaves the 99, or you would if you had this certain situation, and you go after that which was lost until you find it. I want to pause here and say that needs to be the new church mission. That needs to be the church statement. That needs to be in every one of our hearts and our minds. That's what we need to do, not just kind of pray for the lost, but go after them until we find them. And after we find them, we restore them back unto the 90 and 9 to complete the 100, bring them back into the fold, bring them back in the ark of safety, bring them back in the body of Christ. Now, that means determination, that means commitment, that means faithfulness in order to do that. And I think ministers that all over, as Brother Jason said, are getting that message from God that get the lost sheep in. But I want to point out something that I really had never thought about a whole lot until reading this particular passage of Scripture this week and reading it again and just being engulfed in the importance of that lost sheep and the great importance that and the precedence that Jesus placed on that one soul, that one little sheep. You might say, well, you got 99. You might say, well, we've got a house full. Or you might say, "We're Lord has blessed us with a lot." But there's always that one more. Maybe you just had revival and 30 people got saved. Yeah, but there's one more. There's one more out there. I guarantee you right now, there's probably more than one. I would assure you there's more than one just right around this neighborhood. But the Bible says, or Jesus said, he left the 99 where? In the wilderness. Or the desert, as the Amplified Bible bears out. He left them in the wilderness. He left them in the desert. He left them unattended, the shepherd did. Why would the shepherd leave the 99, which was just as important to him as the one that was lost, and leave those 99 to go after that one that was lost and seek until he found it, if it took all night, if it took a week, if it took days, whatever? And it was like all of a sudden I realized, you know why he left the 99? Because they wasn't lost. Come on, somebody. They wasn't lost. That lets me to know that if you're born again, if you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, filled with his Holy Spirit, you'll be all right in the wilderness. You'll be all right in the desert places. You'll be all right when you can't seem to find the shepherd. He's there, amen. And this was just a parable, but it acknowledges the fact that the reason he left those 99, he knew they were secure. Now, when you're a part of the 99, be thankful, amen. And don't blame the ministry when they go out and try to seek that one which was lost and say, they're not spending enough time with me. They need to be here. understand, we will be. And the good shepherd will be. But he said, listen, I say unto you that likewise, joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. The brother spoke a while ago, I love shouting, I love praising and worshiping God. But you know what gets the angels happy? Come on. Bible doesn't say that gets the angels excited. That doesn't get them rejoiced. You know what gets them rejoiced? One sinner that is saved. One lost sheep that is finally found. Amen? And there's no telling where that lost sheep will be. Probably not going to be in the first place you look. Come on. You're going to have to seek and search and go after it. Now, I want to bring to our attention tonight, and you may or may not, but is there a lost sheep in your family? Is there a lost sheep where you work? Is there a lost sheep in your home? Wherever that sheep is, the Bible said, he went after it, that which was lost, until he found it. Now, this story lets me realize that there's more phone calls need to be done. There's more visitation needs to be done. And there's more seeking that which is lost. We have wonderful service. I know Brother Jason and him have wonderful service. And we worship and praise the Lord. And you know, we get all excited when a sinner comes in the church and comes down to the altar and repents and it becomes a part or a member of the church. And that's great and that's wonderful. But how many is out there waiting on somebody to come and find them? I don't read, Brother Jason, where the sheep wandered back in. Saying, I'm tired of being lost. I'm tired of not being a part of the church or the group. I'm tired of not fitting in with the other sheep. No, the shepherd went and he searched and he looked and he looked and he looked and he looked. And it wasn't there, and he looked here and looked there until he found it. And the Bible doesn't say he got all over that sheep. What do you mean getting out of church? What do you mean living the lifestyle that you're living? What do you mean going back into the pig wallow that God has delivered you from? No, he picked it up. And he laid it on his shoulder. And he brought it back. Hallelujah. And the song says, I'm so glad that he searched till he found it. Because I was the sheep that was lost. One lost sheep. Why? Why did the 99 not bellyache? Why did the 99 just start running everywhere? Because they wasn't lost. Amen. You know, the testimony, the greatest testimony that I could ever give is I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once didn't know Jesus, but he searched and he searched until he found me. And he picked me up. And as the Bible says, he dusted me off. Amen. Picked me up out of an old miry pit of clay. Set me on a solid rock and established my goings. But he lifted me up and brought me back into the safety of the fold. And when he cometh home, he calleth his friends. And he begins to tell them what this lost sheep had been doing. And where he found him. And the 99 said, tell me more. Oh, I can't believe he did that. You found him where? He was doing what? Oh. You see, these 99 wasn't like that. If they had, the shepherd would have come back and they'd been everywhere. They'd been here, to and fro and everywhere. But it was so good to know that the shepherd trusted those sheep to stay there in that wilderness. I want to tell you something else. If, in fact, that shepherd left them unguarded, how many knows that there were wolves and lions and everything else around there? But when you're not lost, not only can you dwell in the wilderness, not only can you exist in the desert, amen, but you got power. You've been anointed with power from on high to resist the devil, to tell him to rebuke him and tell him to turn and flee from you. That's so wonderful to know that the 99 was equipped with that power, was equipped with that ability. Amen. The power of the Lord is within us. So we need to understand that. And when the ministry goes out, or when the ministry spends a little more time with a new convert, or spends a little more time shaking somebody's hand that maybe has not made a commitment to Christ, the 99, those that are left, need to understand that that is so important to get that soul saved and to get them born again. And the Bible says the shepherd left all them there to go after that which was lost until he found it. Should be the new mindset of the church. And I ask you tonight, who is your lost sheep? I'm going to leave you with that. Is there one out there that needs a little more attention? Is there one out there that needs a little more prayer? Is there one out there that maybe you could have an influence on? Somebody that you could testify one more time. One more phone call. You know, my wife, several years ago, she was calling some people, and she called them every Sunday morning early. Let's see you in church. And the testimony later on was, I got so tired of her calling that I finally just come to church. I said, we're just going to get up and go to church. And, you know, that's a little comical, but one more phone call, one more visitation, one more prayer might just be the reason, might just be the way to get that lost sheep. So I'm going to, and also I want you to understand that the burden of lost sheep shouldn't just fall on the ministry. There it does, and it needs to, but it shouldn't just fall on the ministry. How many know that sheep beget sheep? Amen. It should be on each and every one of our hearts to know that if there's one person out there, one that we can reach, one that we can encourage, one that we can lead to Christ. And you really want to get heaven happy? Lead a lost soul to Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. So, not to put you on the spot, but if you can think of someone right now, would you just lift your hand and say, yeah, there's some lost sheep out there. Our work is not done. We've already talked about it. It seems like our time is drawing near. So let's really get earnest. Let's really get sincere. And let's go out and find that lost sheep until, or seek that lost sheep until we find it. May God bless you. Love you so much. Appreciate you coming out on a Sunday night. Looking forward to a great time in the Lord. Also, Sister Benita and Chris, they're going to be here next Sunday morning. And then the following Sunday night, Brother T.J. Pace is going to be preaching for us on Sunday night. I had asked him, the last fellowship meeting, and he wanted to find a time when his daddy was going to be off from work. So his daddy's going to be off that weekend. So they just finished up a two-night revival with Brother Jeff Mara, too. So he really be pumped up and on fire. So we're looking forward to hearing from him. That'll be the 26th, I believe. The 19th is when Benita's coming, and then the following Sunday night, the 26th. All right? Would you stand? Before we dismiss, if there's a need tonight, please bring it to the altar. Let us pray with you, pray for you, and know that God is able. How many knows He's still a healer, and He's still a deliverer? Shared with me that he was difficult. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we ask the Lord, Father, we pray for your anointing, we pray for your God, I pray that you touch him right now. Strengthen him, heal him, touch him and anoint him. Lord, we know, God, that you're able to do all things. God, I pray that this prayer call will be a reminder. He said, I love you, I'm so glad you came. And Jesus, if we thank you. Oh, isn't it wonderful that we can come to an ever feeling God, a healing God, an anointing God, and He can deliver. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful evening. Brother Jim, if you would come, dismiss us with a word of prayer. May God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. A lot of people sick right now. A lot of that same similar diagnosis. Let her know we're praying. Know that He hears our prayers. He hears our cries. He knows exactly what we need. Praise God. So good again to go to worship with y'all today. It's a powerful day, Lord, and the messages that He's brought forth to us, His Word, which is all important. Everything that we need. All hearts and minds clear. As we get ready to dismiss, let's do remember all these special prayer requests. And just claim the victory right now. Right now. Those that aren't able to be with us. Those of you watching online, if you do have a prayer request, please put it in the comments section. I had to pray. Because we know, and you know, the name of Jesus, up His name, and let not us. It's all about Him. All hearts and minds clear. Praise God. Y'all be careful going home this evening. There are those that are out and about. Make sure everybody's safe. Ask the Lord to protect us. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just love You. Lord, we thank You again for this day You've given us, Lord, for this service tonight, for Your Word. Lord, allow us to feast at Your table. Lord, now as we prepare to part, dear Lord, we ask You to keep us safe. Lord, we ask You to bring us back at our appointed time. Dear Lord, as these spoken names and these spoken prayer requests have continued been brought forth this evening and this morning, Lord, we thank You for answering prayers. Lord, we know You know our needs and situations. Lord, we're placing each and every one into Your mighty hands. Lord, we ask You to bless us. Keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. Lord, we just give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful. See y'all Wednesday night.